Blog Talk Radio.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, I'm just a little crazy. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, I'm just a little crazy.
It's alright, I'm just
Welcome to Tuesday Night Turmoil, right here on the Evolution Radio Network, with your host, Chaotic Katie, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, and Sadistic Sean David. Now, let's go into the ER and get into the turmoil.
Welcome, okay. Everyone, to another loaded edition of Rampage Rants Tuesday Night Turmoil. You're live in the ER with your co-host, Sadistic Sean David, and...
the reason why this show is never, ever, 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 ever going to be a bag of dicks, Chaotic Katie. Billy, don't kill me. I hung up on you. I suck. I'm sorry. Hey, I did everything else.
And we'll get to Billy.
Shit. Okay. Poor Billy. I'm so sorry. He's laughing at me. I know he's laughing at me. I told him, I said, call back in. I'm in the studio. I fucked up. Hey, Kajo, I fucked up. Sorry. Everybody, I fucked up.
All right,
okay,
now go to the
okay.
chat tab.
Can you, like, what? Do what for how many cookies?
Go to the chat tab.
Okay, look, I'm fucking opening the chat on my own, okay?
Make sure you do it as the co-host.
Disconnected. Okay, I can't do it like that. Okay, I have to do what for how many cookies now? Where?
Make sure you click the little box where it says chat
as co-host. Where are you talking about?
Click the little chat tab. Promote
where?
Episode info chat.
Okay, got it. Got it. Clickety click, Barbara Tripp.
And then
okay.
click the little box that says chat as co-host.
Okay, I didn't do that. I just push chat and go. I didn't. Yeah, I'm a fucking knob. Leave me alone.
And we're good
right.
to go.
It's been like 5 years since I've been in a fucking studio. I'll tell you straight up. If the chat's open, that's wonderful. That's great. But yeah, it's spinning right here for me right now. So I don't know what to fucking do. Open new moderated chat in a new window. Yeah, we'll fucking do that. Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck off.
And then click the little pink button that says watch chat here.
Yeah, Okay, it says, what? I don't see no fucking pink. I already fucking did that. I launched
okay.
it in my studio. But I can't see it, so I launched it in another fucking window. So it's all good. I can go back and forth if I need to. It's no big deal. All right. Now that I've got all that done, now I can go get my smokes and my water. Yeah, I was busy and junk. Yeah, Sean actually put me to work tonight. Holy shit, eh? Yeah, it'll be okay. I'll get a hold of it right quick. It's been 5 years since I've been in the studio. At least 5 years. It's got to be at least. But I'll get
and
a hold of it.
And we have a guest in the chat. Guest number one, welcome to the radio show that is the best one on the planet. It is because I am here and because Katie is here.
That's right.
And okay, I think I know
who
are.
I got booted from the fucking chat.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I'll walk you through it again. Go back to the chat tab in the studio.
Okay. I'm hitting it. All I got is spinning. What do I do here? There's
okay, refresh
in the chat
your...
anyways. It's not important. There's nobody in the fucking chat. Don't worry about it.
I'm in the chat, so you don't have to be.
Excellent. Excellent. Great. Wonderful.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about, if I get my episode info back up here, Tonight, myself and Katie and others are going to shoot on Holy Havoc Championship Wrestling. This video from over the weekend was posted by myself. The promoter, Rex Gill, had enough balls to call me out on having HIV and then block me on Facebook. The match in question was so horrible and goes on for an appalling 20 minutes where no ring psychology is shown, no real talent is shown, and there is nothing that makes it special. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of bad things that stand out from the video, that the apparent, including the apparent lack of training of AMP and Apocalypse. Sean is very furious about this. Tonight, we have invited Rex Gill to call in and face Sean and others like a man. Will he prove he's a big boy and step up to the plate? Find out tonight. Sean also continues to shoot on an interpromotional war going on between two companies in southern central Illinois. As there is an unsanctioned match scheduled to happen next weekend in Lincoln, Illinois, however, one of the companies involved is defying that they will let the person that they're with their company take part in the match. However, the match is still being advertised on both sides. Sean talks about why this is something like this is bad for business and how it will only both hurt both companies in the end, and my reasons why I say that. We also get into the news and happenings and other goings-on in the business. We review SmackDown, Raw, maybe some Impact Wrestling, and much more, and we take a look forward to TLC this Sunday. So, it's going to be a lot tonight. And tomorrow night on War Radio, the Wrestling Authority Radio, we will be joined once again by our co-host, Uncle Paul Eubanks, Big Daddy Paul Eubanks, whatever you want to call him. And tomorrow night is going to be Midget Night.
If I ask him to tell me a story, would he tell me a story?
Probably. Tomorrow night is going to be Midget Night. Right here on PWR Slam, or not on PWR Slam. I got used to saying that so long, folks. You're going to have to give me time to get over that. Tomorrow night on War Radio, it's Midget Night. We're going to have midget promoters, female midget wrestlers, and managers, and male midget wrestlers. It's going to be awesome.
Did you message Bernadette?
I did not.
She's a midget. She's a dwarf, and she promotes. Sorry, folks. I prefer mini or dwarf or little people. I didn't shit for the midget thing. It's quite derogatory, and it's actually slander and almost racist. So I refuse.
Well, we don't mean to use it in that manner, but that's the way.
I know
that's
don't.
The way they're promoted for wrestling. If you go look at midget wrestling, it's called midget wrestling. So
I know it. And it has been all my life. I'll never forget the day. It's because one day I actually called Bernadette a midget, and I've never seen that look in her eyes before, and I never want to see it again for me anyways. But, yeah, I will never use that derogatory slang to describe a little person ever again. So, yeah. Sorry.
Well, if you want to invite her to be my guest, this is your show as much as it's mine and Paul's show. You missed last weekend – or last Wednesday night, you need to go back and listen to it. We had Sir Mo, we had Jack Lord, we had Crusher Cough. It was very good. And these are the kind of shows that you folks need to get used to on Wrestling Authority Radio, or War Radio for short. Because this is the kind of talent that Paul Eubanks is going to deliver for us each and every week. Each and every week, we're going to have talent like this. And it's going to be amazing. If you were not here last Wednesday night, go catch the archive. You'll see why we say we are the newest, the best, newest, oldest radio podcast around. And what I mean by that is PWR Slam, the vision has continued under a new name. And KAD and myself are here. And if you didn't tune in last week, you missed out. You need to go back and listen to the archive, because we can't tell you how good it was. Like, there's not words to describe how good it was.
Yeah, there is. I can describe it just like this, okay? Since my boys broke up, okay, as most of you do know, I was still doing shows with Steve just because, well, I'm a misinformed little bitch and I'm stupid. And I should have went with the good side and not the bad side. So, yeah, I went over to the dark side for a little while, and he's misinformed, okay? Not only that, the shows were starting to get really boring even before Steve and Sean broke up. So I'm glad that we have a new booker because the person he was supposed to be booking wasn't booking, and I was literally starting to fall asleep during the shows. No joke. So I'm glad that...
Not only that, but there's only dumb that you can deal with.
Oh, and you got to understand, Katie. You know, I'm nobody's talking down their nose at me anymore. Nobody's making me feel stupid. Nobody's talking over me. Nobody's, you know.
Well, yeah. And Cujo, we're going to comment on this because Cujo went and fucking.
Is he here?
Evidently, Steve was stupid. Evidently, Steve was stupid enough to leave Cujo on as an editor of the what was the PWR page. And Cujo
made a
graphic.
I got a message in my inbox that I've been removed as admin of the Can-Am. I've been removed. Yeah. Nope. Been removed.
And anyway, Cujo posted a picture on his timeline, the calling and the freeloading piece of shit.
I liked it and I liked all of it, and that's why I've been removed. I'm gonna tell you straight up, I've been fighting basically with how to end things with Steve just because it's been 4 years. You know, but you don't talk down to my friends. You don't treat my friends like they're inferior. You don't do it, and that's why I'm gone. Couldn't take it anymore.
I can believe that, and I believe he may be listening. I don't know if he's got show that is airing tonight or not. But the other thing is he was asked to pay for this network. He was asked to pay on Cujo's network. And then he sends Cujo things like, well, I'm going to take my wife out for lunch or brunch. Okay, but you have no money to pay for the network. And on top of that, you don't, you know, he complained to me all the time he didn't have money, and I was flipping the bill for everything running the RWF and Wrestle Wars, and now all of a sudden he's got a network, and it's like, well, wait a minute, you didn't have any money, but now all of a sudden you've got your own network. How the fuck does that work? So best of luck to you, Steve Kane, with your Can-Am connection broadcasting radio and on the ramp radio. Best of luck to you.
It won't be no Can-Am anymore because the Can has left the Am. So there's no way it can be Can-Am because last time I checked, the Can was over here, right? Here. Not there, but here. I'm here, not there. Okay? Okay, yeah. Are we clear? I'm clear. Good.
And it's like I told Katie, I give it about 2 to 3 weeks. I give it, you know, give me time to get settled into my new house, and somebody is going to hit my inbox or hit Katie's inbox. I miss you guys. Well, you should have thought about that.
I did.
Pretty much.
I mean, okay, what was the last things I said just before Sean and Steve blocked each other? Why don't you give them a few days? You know how we get. And you know that within a few days, sometimes it was even in a few hours, he comes back and we settle things, right? And you go, well, I'm not waiting this time. And I'm like, that's why I waited. Why I waited. I'm not stupid. I know Sean. I know Sean sometimes better than Sean knows Sean. Yeah.
Well, we're going to move on with our show. My goodness, we're almost at the 30-minute 30-minute mark in already, so we're going to move on to our next segment. And I pray that this guy has the balls to call in and that he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Chip, you know what? You just made the list.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
And put some stank on it.
Goodness me.
Well,
I have to get in there and do something. I'm at the controls now. I don't know if that's a good thing or an evil thing.
It's a good thing.
We're definitely going to put some stank on it, and I pray to God he will call in. I believe he is listening. I think Steve Kane is listening too. We are going to shoot on Holy Havoc Championship Wrestling, who runs shows out of Mount Pulaski, Illinois, that you've heard me talk about before, because this was the promotion that was using bubble wrap as padding on their ring.
That's
Rex,
wrong junk.
Rex posts that he had a sold out house, and I find this video, and there's like 30 people. So I post the video and I watch it, and I am appalled to be in the same profession as the four people that were in this match, one of them being Rex Gill. The match goes on for 25 minutes. There was no psychology, no real talent, nothing that makes it special. There was a lot of bad stuff from the match, including the apparent lack of training of Amp and Apocalypse, who were the opponents of DOC and Rex Gill. And the manager out there looked like Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World, had a stroke. It was bad. And there was another manager out there that supposedly just had some recent health issues. And if she just had some recent health issues, she shouldn't really be, you know, around the ring or be taking any bumps or anything like that. But Rex wants to make everybody believe that the reason that I was not at his show is because he found out I was HIV positive and he pulled me from the show. That's not true. I did not show up last weekend because I found out how unsafe his ring is through another friend of mine that Rex knows. Pretty much the guy was going to rent Rex's ring on a benefit show a couple weeks ago, and Rex brought his ring down to the venue when the guy saw how bad of condition it was in and told Rex to pretty much take his ring and go fuck himself. So when I found out about this, I pulled immediately from Rex's show. I was like, I'm not coming. And Rex originally wanted to pay me $10 to come over 100 miles. I'm not kidding. I wish I were. I wish I were kidding.
No, that's not it. I got my whip sounds. Do I have a cake? Whoop ass, whip somebody's ass. Yeah, I'm going through the studio, folks. I'm seeing what the fuck we have. I'm still listening and shit, but yeah. We don't have a whip noise anymore. The whip noise
is
gone. Cut sweat hole.
I have it. I can find it. Okay. It's under ER whip.
Oh, no wonder. I'm all the way. I went all the way to the fucking bottom thinking, okay, we're all alphabetized and shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Thanks to Steve, at one point they were all alphabetized.
Oh, my motherfuck. There's a lot of shit that's got to come off of here. Like, a lot. Like, shit that shouldn't even fucking be here any motherfucking more. Like, really? 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 Ugh. I'm just annoyed, folks. Find the guy. Fucking hell. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. See? Is it, I will.
She's
fucking
still
find
cursing Steve.
This fucking slut whore. No, no fucking, fucking. That's not it.
Uh oh.
Slutty fucking whore. It's okay. It's okay. It's gonna be all right.
Yeah. So Rex had this audacity, and another guy came about by the name of Adam Buell, and is like, "Well, you need to disclose your status to everyone. Not when I'm a fucking announcer, I don't."
No.
He's like, "Well,
don't.
Accidents happen. Okay, the promoter needs to know. Not every fucking wrestler needs to know." And he's like, "Well, if I were working on a show and were to bleed, and there was somebody there that was HIV positive, I would want to know." And I said, "Okay, so why don't you test everybody in the audience while you're at it, too?"
Oh.
I'm being dead serious. If that, by his logic, he could catch it from shaking my hand.
Damn.
That's
well,
the way
I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that there's a very famous legendary man named Ozzy who passed around a bucket to the first three rows of one of his concerts, and everybody spit in it, and the bastard drank it, and he's not anything. He's got nothing wrong with him, nothing at all. And not only that, the fucker drank the prescribed amounts. Okay? That's what they say. You got to drink about a bucket of fucking spit. That's what they say. Okay, I dated a girl with HIV, and the only stipulations I was given, we won't give you the gross one because, well, I'm on air with boys, so we won't give you the gross one, but I wouldn't do that anyways. Having sex during that time, no, that's okay. Also, another thing is you couldn't, I'm going to get all technical on your ass for a second, so watch the fuck out. I wasn't allowed to kiss her or perform cunnilingus on her if I had just brushed my teeth. Those were my stipulations. Okay.
Kissing would have been fine. Giving her
cunnilingus. As
probably would have not been a good idea after brushing your teeth.
No,
it depends. Like,
don't be chancing it. Don't be chancing it. Because my gums are sensitive and shit. And my gums were, and I was on the streets too. So my gums had a little bit of gingivitis at the time, so most times when I was brushing, I was bleeding, so no, it wasn't a good idea.
No.
So, yeah, they recommended anywhere between...
Bloody gingivitis breath.
Yeah. I don't have bad breath. Fuck you.
If I remember correctly, statistically speaking, saliva is the least likely to be a carrier compared to any other bodily fluid.
Well, it's not only that. It's not only that. It's that the CDC has come out and said that anybody that is HIV undetectable, which I am, I'm on meds. I take my meds every morning. They're shipped to my local store. I go pick them up. I take my meds every day. I don't ever miss a dose. I've been undetectable for, God, probably 5 years, if not longer than that. And the thing is, nobody has anything to worry about with me being undetectable, because the risk is no longer there. There is like a, like, if the CDC is coming out and saying that anybody that is HIV undetectable is untransmittable, what does that fucking tell you?
I'm telling you, you're fucking safe, motherfucker. But the way this fuck's going on is he's going to shake your sweaty hand with his sweaty hand, and he's going to be HIV positive the next day. But honey, it's a whole fucking procedure, okay? It's a whole to-do with the spreading of it, okay? There's a whole fucking window period to begin with. Not only that, they can administer medication to you if you think that you may have come in contact. They won't immediately prescribe you. I do believe it's Ceftra, actually. I do believe it's Ceftra. But, yeah, they prescribe you shit so that you're safe, like... It just makes me sick. There's so much.
Holy paranoia, Batman.
I mean, I had my daughter at the height of the scare, okay, when nobody knew anything, all right? And, I mean, I studied up on it, and people say, well, if you know so much about it, you must. I go, no, I don't. I know a lot of people. One of my friends just died from it last year. Okay? From complications. The whole bit.
Yeah, you don't die from it. You die from complications.
Yeah.
Because your immune system no longer has enough T cells.
Not only that, when you have friends that are affected by said, whether it be a disease or anything, like even if your friend has pimples, you're going to look up shit to try and A, help your friend, or B, know more, right?
Mm.
Right? So that's what I did. And not only that, I mean, because my asthma gets so bad at certain times of the year, I'd be in the doctor's office quite a bit. And this is before I remembered to bring a book with me, so I started reading all the pamphlets. That's why I know shit, because I read all the goddamn pamphlets in the waiting room. All of them. All of them. You name the STD, I can tell you about it. Don't test.
Holy scholar.
Yeah. No. I was on the streets. So I also wanted to know, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I was a safety girl and everything. I was a safety girl. I always had condoms. You needed a condom, you asked me. You know? So it's just, I know shit. So for somebody to sit there and say, well, it's this communicable, you don't know fucking anything. Nothing.
From what I read, worrying about it without knowing is stupid anyway, because there's like a 30-day window, and if you show nothing within 30 days, don't fucking worry about it.
It's not only, there's actually, you got your 30-day, then your 60-day, then your 90-day window.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and there's a lot
that's
going on. You know, I get it. People think they have the right to know. They don't. I'm not sleeping with you. I'm not fucking pouring a gallon of my blood into your veins, so you have nothing to worry about. But Rex Gale said that his reason for doing this was because he had to protect his boy. From what? The boogeyman? Boogity, 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 boogity.
Paranoid bastard.
And then he blocks me on Facebook like a fucking pussy. Fucking pussy.
Probably has one.
He's so fat, he's got a camel hump. That's all he's got.
I like that.
That's all that's there. It's not a penis. It's a little camel hump. Little camel stump.
It's not a penis. It doesn't have a penis.
It's a camel stump.
You don't even fucking. Mm-mm. I remember when I was growing up on the streets, right? And us girls, okay, that every once in a while you end up dating somebody that somebody else has dated, and they'll come right up to you and they'll tell you, "Yeah, he's got no penis." I'm like, "What do you mean he has no penis?" Yeah. It's virtually non-existent. Good luck with that. I'm like, great. And I didn't believe him. And then, And I went running up to the two girls crying my fucking eyes. There's no penis. None. How does he pee? Oh, yeah.
We have invited Rex Gill. It doesn't appear that he's going to take us up on our offer. Fucking pussy.
Whatever.
So we're going to go on to our next segment. There are two companies that are in an interpromotional war in Central Illinois, as there is an unsanctioned match scheduled to happen next weekend in Lincoln. However, one of the companies involved is denying that they will let the person with their company take part in the match. However, this match is still being advertised on both sides. Okay. So, apparently, there's a whole bunch of shit that went down between PWA in Springfield and Midwest Impact Pro in Lincoln, where they've moved operations. Because they bought the school in Lincoln and have been running there ever since.
All the ER stuff is all nicely alphabetized. Once you get to the PWR stuff, it's all over the fucking place. Like some fucking whore just ran in there and threw her underwear and everywhere. Okay? Everything. It's just fucking...
Trouble finding stuff?
It's disgusting. Seriously, Billy, I should fuck, man. I'm gonna take a picture of how nasty it is and send it to you, okay? Just a tiny little picture. It's fucking, it's just wrong.
So we're going.
I'm not a neat freak or anything, but fuck.
We're going back into this now, and basically, GWA started shit when they opened the school. Midwest Impact Pro opened the school in Lincoln because it's like 45 minutes apart from one another, and there's been a lot of blows traded back and forth online, and evidently it's going to come down to this match. Well, if this match happens, it's going to be bad for both companies. It's not good for business, and my reasons for not wanting this to happen are very simple. Something like this will put a black eye on the business. You have two promotions in a 45-minute radius that cannot get along, that cannot use the first part of the word of the profession that they're in, and that's professional. You can't be professional and treat everybody like a human being, then you don't need to be in this profession. I don't know that this match is going to, you know, put any additional ass in seats. It's getting the promoters of these two promotions arise is what it's doing, and I don't agree with that. You don't play business this way. You don't use a company to do a match like this. That's just my feelings on it. So if the match happens, it happens. It's supposed to feature Tracy Smothers. I love Tracy to death, but I do not agree with his decision to put himself into this matchup. But I respect his decision. That doesn't mean I have to agree or approve of it. Brian Ely, on the other hand, I don't know much about. But apparently he's wrote some pretty big checks that his ass can't cash.
Oh, damn.
I have a question.
Yes.
Question.
This may be stupid and maybe a little off topic, but I have to ask. Is Tracy any relation to the Smothers brothers, Dick and Tom?
I have no idea.
The comedy troupe, the brothers, you know?
No.
Good to know. Okay. He's also really
just curious.
Lonely.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. It's all good, man.
So,
good.
I'm hoping that this match does not take place and that both companies will come to their senses and come to some kind of agreement to where they will stop taking shots at each other and learn some way to compromise to get along for what's best for business. And actually, it's possible that he's related to them, adopted into the family, maybe, because the Smothers family is a huge family. There's some incest that's gone over the years in the Smothers family, and
oh my god,
just yeah, it's bad. I mean,
I don't want to know that shit.
Well, Tracy has got probably 50 illegitimate children.
All righty, then.
But we love
either
Tracy.
That or he sounds like he just likes to play too much.
Well, they didn't call him the wild-eyed Southern boy for nothing. Give you a brown eye. Ba-bam!
Alrighty then.
Nobody got that joke.
I don't get it.
Brown eye. Brown eye buckaroo.
Alright. Chocolate starfish. Okay, I got it.
Ew.
Oh, happy trails to you. Oh, shit.
Now I know. Jesus.
There's but that's what's going on. Those are the two shit lists for tonight. And because Rex Gill isn't going to call in, I guess we're going to end this segment a little early. So we'll go into breaking news now,
okay,
which is usually how we start the show.
All right, go get your breaking news.
Yeah, let's break the news.
Johnny G, you're not muted. If you want to talk, you can. I've unmuted your ass. You know what? You can always do what I do. Just talk to yourself, and maybe somebody will hear you. It's happened to me.
Have no fear. Have no fear. I'm here celebrating with the beer, the cheer.
We're going to start things off. Boy, there was a lot of news yesterday. I have to go back and scroll all through it.
Stank on it!
I'm in the fucking studio. You never know what I'm going to find and hit, okay?
Okay, well, we're going to close the show out.
You're going to find me all the fucking sound clips. Like, all the little sound bites, you know, like, excuse me, and all that shit. Gonna just label them as sound bites and what they are. It's so, fuck.
Okay. Melvin Burnhead Jones, Nelson, passes away at age 80, so we'll be doing a 10-bell tribute before we come back from break to remember Melvin Burnhead Jones. And,
excuse me, bitch!
I found it.
Nelson worked with many territories, including the WWWF, Mid-Atlantic, CWA, Gulf Sports Wrestling, Georgia Championship Wrestling, and Championship Wrestling from Florida. During his career, he faced much racial discrimination, such as being only allowed to wrestle other African-American wrestlers and not being allowed to eat in the same motels as his fellow competitors. Nelson retired in 1987, but went on to wrestle occasionally. He moved back to New York City in 2006 to spend the last decade closer to his children. So, again, Burnhead Nelson, or Burnhead Jones, has passed away at the age of 80. Billy Corgan claims TNA tried to steal money he invested in the company.
Why am I not fucking surprised?
I am not either.
They gotta get money somehow. They don't have any. Gotta get somehow. Poor bastards.
He did get the money back in a settlement and is said to invested it into the NWA.
Good.
His aim
I think
is
should
to
fucking
build,
buy it.
His aim is to build up the NWA as strong as he possibly can. TNA tried to steal money from Corrigan. He got it back in his settlement and has since invested it in the NWA. So he hopes to be running shows under the new NWA banner by 2018 in the spring. So hopefully, I am optimistic about what we will see out of that. Hacksaw Jim Duggan has got a comic book posted on Kickstarter.
Nice.
And it's going to be an interesting little comic book reliving his career. So Be on the lookout for that to hit your comic book stores in the next couple years. The NWA has affiliates. They just don't have as many as what they once had. But I believe if he were to come with a new affiliate program that promoters could not turn down, that he could get some new affiliates in 2018 very easily. But the other thing is dues, monthly dues cannot be that expensive because not everybody can afford it. And I wish I were kidding by my next announcement. Impact Pizza and...
Oh, my God. And?
I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought here.
Impact Potato
Pizza,
Chips.
Impact Pizza.
And Beverage Partnership. Impact Superstar. Bobby Lashley and reigning world champ Eli Drake will attend the press conference along with representatives from Crest and Crate. The announcement continues at the press conference. Crest and Crate Fast-Fired Pizza Pub will unveil the first-ever Impact Pizza, with Lashley and Drake to set to eat slices from the inaugural Impact Pizza along with the Impact official signature beverage.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
WWE Hall of Famer will be appearing at NXT TakeOver War Games. And that Hall of Famer is... Booker T! Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Oh, I can dig it. I can dig it.
Let's see. Do, do, do. Why Kenny Omega wasn't wearing the IWGP US title at Global Wars. Okay, so there was a mix-up. New Japan had the belt, and they thought they had the belt, and it was a comedy of errors, and nobody brought the belt to the building. So that is why he did not have the belt. Then, go back a day. Jinder Mahal denies that he's working on a shoulder injury.
Really? I hope he's not.
The GFW has been removed from the Knockouts title and all the other titles. Bully Ray is retired.
Really?
Yes.
He did retire. Oh,
yes.
Sure.
As of Sunday night at Global Wars.
Wow.
So,
I know what I want.
There's a lot going on. And then we'll get into Raw. I'll go get my stuff. And while we're waiting to do this, Katie, why don't you pick a song and go to song break?
We have a little bit of Canadian Fair for you folks. I love this tune.
It's about to come for me.
Professional wrestling, entertaining action that attracts a crowd and provides excitement at a fair or festival. The right promotion will have professionally trained talent with professional grade ring gear and equipment. Fairgoers will want to see more of them and attend ticketed events in the area. Bringing the wrong promotion, not vetting their credentials, you could end up with an embarrassing disaster. The talent may have no ring gear, little or no professional training, aren't family friendly, and perform so poorly, you'll wish they'd return to the backyard they came from. Burned organizers won't chance bringing in pro wrestling ever again, shutting out legitimate promoters. And the fairgoers, if they want to see wrestling, will only go to WWE events. If you want live professional wrestling at your fair or festival, don't get burned. Check their credentials before you book. A public service announcement from the Nosebleed Seats. You can contact us on Facebook for more information. Central Illinois Pro Wrestling.
Indeed you can. Thank you, Grandfather.
Nope, no.
And we are back in the ER. Hope you like it so
you
far.
You like it so far?
That song was
catchy. Yeah. Well, that's Fifi Dobson. It's called Legacy. The video is outstanding. It's done in a psych ward, and yeah, she's dressed up in I guess you can say miming past stars that are already dead. Like she does Amy Winehouse, she does Marilyn Monroe, she does a few. She does Michael Jackson.
Salute to the greats.
Yeah, she's good. I love her.
Well, we start things off last night with the arrival of the Shield. Ambrose,
yep.
Reigns, and Rollins entered through the stands and recalled their days as the Shield. In front of a riled up crowd, they called out their TLC opponents, Strowman, The Bar, and The Miz.
They just remind me of bouncers at a bar that won't let you in because you're not cool enough. That's what they remind me of.
Strowman, The Bar, and The Miz charged out, but Raw General Manager Kurt Angle restored order before things got out of hand. He announced that Cesaro and Sheamus would challenge Ambrose and Rollins for the tag titles later in the night. Let's see what else. We go from that down to Elias and the Club versus Apollo Crews, Jason Jordan, and Titus O'Neil. The six-man tag match with Elias on guitar, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson broke into song. Elias led the way as the three-man mocked Jason Jordan. Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, and Jordan stepped out to interrupt. Babyfaces cleared the ring and had their foes reeling. Everyone soon got involved as both teams fought in the ring. Crews, O'Neil, and Jordan win via pinfall. Crews finishes off Anderson with a spinning powerbomb. Okay. That was an excellent match. The Club sings the honk-a-tonk man. Just a honk-a-tonk man. I'm just a honk-a-tonk man. Cookie, I'm bad. Then Cedric Alexander and Jack Gallagher went at it because Brian Kendrick lurked around before the action began. Rich Swann came out to watch Cedric Alexander's back. Alexander blasted Gallagher in the early going. A distraction earned the heel an opening, and he took over with a methodical attack. The gentleman kicked his foe relentlessly, but Alexander was able to charge back and hit Lumberjack for the win. Alexander wins via pinfall. Then, The Miz welcomes Braun Strowman. The Miz stood in the ring, flanked by Cesaro, Sheamus, Curtis Axel, as he talked about taking down the Shield. The Intercontinental Champ downplayed the Hounds of Justice's greatness. When Strowman arrived, he promised to bring pain to the Shield. The Miz tried to add another guy to his team for TLC. Angle said Strowman had to beat Reigns in their cage match to get what he wanted. If Strowman lost, he would be pulled from the TLC match.
Oh my
then we
God,
get
so much. Go ahead.
Then we get Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks.
There's just so much shit in here that doesn't belong in here. Fuck.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Law and order. Sorry.
Girlfriend loves that show.
What the fuck is a feisty beaver?
I have no idea.
Sean, where'd you go?
I'm here.
Maha.
Aha.
I'm in the studio. What do you want, man?
Marco.
Polo.
That's what it sounds like.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anything that's short, I'm hitting it.
So... Alicia Fox and Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks pounced on Alicia Fox right as the bell rang. She nearly had her beat with the bank statement, but the heel survived with the storm. Fox took everything, yanking the boss around in a rear chin lock. Banks countered out with another bank statement, and this time Fox tapped out. Backstage, Fox attacked her rival, forcing a team of officials to step in. This led to a match being made as the kickoff show for TLC between Alicia Fox, and Sasha Banks.
These nuts.
Enzo Amore leaves the champion out of lays the champion out cold. And so, Amore.
I don't remember eating that.
Bemoaned the fact he lost the Cruiserweight Championship last week. He accused Mustafa Ali and Kalisto of stealing the gold from him. Kalisto confronted him, only angering Amore even more. Drew Gulak, Noam Dar, and Arya Daivari and Tony Nese ambushed the champ. Amore made fun of Kalisto as the attack went on. Ali charged out and began to clean house, but the heels overwhelmed him. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team Championship. A high-energy match saw Ambrose and Sheamus trade hard shots. A cheap shot allowed the bar to take over. The heels wore down Rollins for much of the match. The Lunatic Fringe went on a flurry as the pace of the match picked up. Ambrose withstood the challenger's best double team moves. He landed dirty deeds to put the match away. Ambrose and Rollins win via pinfall to retain the Raw Tag Team Championship. Then, Finn Balor has a message for Bray Wyatt.
Thank you.
Finn Balor talked about the legends he heard as a child. He warned Bray Wyatt about the demon inside him. He transformed into an orange-faced entity via special effects, and he looked like the Pumpkin King.
Yeah. Mhm.
Does that mean his real name's Jack?
He looks like the Great Pumpkin.
Then, earlier in the match, we saw Emma talking, and Emma and Bliss decided to team up against Mickie James and whoever Mickie James could find. Mickie James would find a partner in Bayley. Alexa Bliss overpowered Bayley to kick things off. It didn't take long for things to unravel as the teams argued outside the ring. Bayley and Emma traded the advantage in the ring before the heels wore down the huggable one. James led a comeback. Bayley jumped into a fray. A kick from James left Bliss out for the count. Bayley and James win via pinfall. Then we get our main event, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman inside of a steel cage.
Excuse me, bitch!
Sorry, baby.
Backstage, Axel tried to fire up the troops. After some hesitation, he went to go pick a fight with Reigns. The Miz later found Axel hung upside down from a forklift. The A-lister sat in on commentary. In the cage, Reigns and Strowman collided. With neither tied and able to get a clear advantage at first, the monster among men eventually overwhelmed his foe, battling him around like a dead mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns looked to escape, but the bar got in the way. Ambrose and Rollins yanked the European bruisers off the cage, and a brawl broke out. Kane's music played as he tore through the ring to lay a beating on the big dog. Kane and Strowman battered the helpless powerhouse until he couldn't get up. Strowman wins via pinfall.
Well, yeah. Had Kane help.
What the hell is Kane smoking?
And Kane did this 20 years after he made his WWE debut, because Monday night was 20 years since he made his WWE debut.
Wow.
So, yes. That's, and we're getting ready for TLC. TLC is right around the corner. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Oh.
You okay over there, Sean?
Yeah. Just trying to find everything. No, this is not what I want. Okay, I guess this will work. No, this is a report. I do not want to report. I just want the results. Thank you. Daniel Bryan kicks off SmackDown. The Seattle portion of the WWE Universe erupted as SmackDown general manager Daniel Bryan made his way into the squared circle to kick off Tuesday's show. Bryan ran down the night's card before turning his attention to Sami Zayn, who interrupted the proceedings. Bryan recalled the professional frustration he felt during his career in WWE. Zayn answered, saying Bryan had the fans. Those same fans failed to hold up their end of the deal in regards to the underdog from the underground, though. They abandoned him, but that's cool because he does not care. Zayn took a shot at Bryan, working safer as the boss directed at him grew louder. Kevin Owens made his presence felt, walking into the ring with a smile on his face. The prize fighter struck at the core of Bryan, calling him a sellout and claiming he became everything he fought against, going as far to label him as a sellout. Zayn thanked Owens for rescuing him from a similar fate. Bryan ended the promo by saying he would find two guys to take out Owens and Zayn.
Actually, I would find two guys to punch you in the face.
Yes.
That's what he said. And he sure as hell did.
Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Naomi went up against Natalya, Lana, and Tamina.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Naomi took turns dominating the action early in Tuesday's match, frustrating Natalya and sending the SmackDown Women's Champion to the sanctuary of the arena floor. The action picked up significantly following the break, particularly following a hot tag to Charlotte. The babyfaces picked up the victory when Charlotte forced a tap out from Lana. After the match, Natalya teased attacking Charlotte with a steel chair, only for the queen to get up the upper hand and chase her off. Then, Sin Cara versus Baron Corbin. Sin Cara hit the ring for a showdown with Baron Corbin, but before the match, the Lone Wolf teased giving the Luchador a United States Championship opportunity, only to rip it away. Sin Cara answered by taking Corbin out with a suicide dive, then a plancha from the top rope of the ring post. The move, as it turned out, was enough to earn the explosive mass man a countout victory. Sin Cara defeated Baron Corbin via countout. Jinder Mahal's special announcement. WWE champion Jinder Mahal entered the arena and discussed his recent trip to India, including a conversation with a young fan. What's next? That fan asked before suggesting Mahal challenge a man fans consider unbeatable. At Survivor Series, I am challenging Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he even tried to do it like that, too.
Mahal fans bow down to the modern-day Maharaja after he beats the Beast Incarnate at the annual November pay-per-view extravaganza.
We don't care who you fucking beat.
AJ Styles interrupted the proceedings to a huge pop. The Phenomenal One took exception to Mahal claiming to have beaten every Werther challenger available. Maharaja corrected himself, claiming that there was no worthy competition left. He said, in India, Styles is not even worthy enough to stand in the same ring as the champion. Styles answered claims of being a joke by blasting Mahal with a Pele kick and sending him scurrying. Then,
yeah, it's pretty funny.
Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler attacked Bobby Roode from the opening bell, taking the fight to his rival. After a brief flurry from the Glorious One, Ziggler turned the tables back in his favor, sending Roode back first into the ring apron and catching him with a big drop kick. Chance of Bobby Roode filled the arena, only to be shut down by his sleeper attempt by the show-off. A slingshot sent Ziggler's face first into the ring post as commentators discussed Ziggler's legacy and what a loss would do for it. Roode tried for a Glorious DDT, but late, but Ziggler countered, rolled Roode up, and grabbed the tights for an upset victory. Bobby Roode loses to Dolph Ziggler. Then we go backstage to reveal who the opponents are going to be for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And it's going to be Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yay.
I love
Shinsuke. And then he did the move. And then Daniel Bryan started imitating him. This is like this, doesn't he?
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn isolated Shinsuke Nakamura from partner Randy Orton midway through the match, working the artist over by targeting his knee. A hot tag to the Viper saw Orton take the fight to Zayn, including a side suplex that sent him through the announce table. With Nakamura and Owens battling at ringside, Zayn capitalized on a distracted referee and caught Orton with a low blow, then the huluva kick for the victory. After the match, during a backstage vignette, Daniel Bryan told the braggadocious Zayn and Owens their fate next week will rest with the one man, the returning Shane McMahon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that will be interesting.
I agree. That's a shock.
So that's that, and now TLC. Mickie James against Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. Asuka to battle Emma. Finn Balor's Demon against Sister Abigail.
This should be interesting.
Oh, my sister laughing.
Is Bray Wyatt okay? Is Bray Wyatt gonna dress like her? Is he gonna have her hair? Is he just gonna have a veil over his face? What's the motherfucking deal?
We don't know.
They should have found somebody. They should have just found somebody to play Sister Abigail. That's what they should have done.
The Demon. This is how they're advertising it. The Demon versus Sister Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
WWE Cruiserweight Championship match. Kalisto, the champion, against Enzo Amore. Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann versus Gentleman Jack Gallagher and the Brian Kendrick. And that's all we've got other than the Shield versus, the Miztrage. Braun Strowman, The Miz, Kane, Cesaro, Sheamus. Tables, sliders, and chairs, 5-on-3 handicap match. This is the only TLC match on this whole card. Because if you go back and look at previous years, which I'm going to do now, there was a no disqualification match last year. There was a ladder match. There was a chairs match. There was a tables match. And there was a tables, ladders, and chairs match. So they're slacking this year. Little bit of slacking off by the WWE. And then we go to the Survivor Series, which, folks, we're going to get Jinder Mahal versus Brock Lesnar. And it's we may get another unified champion. Maybe
he fucking keep everything. The fuck? Ric Flair, Marriott Room 806. Ric Flair shoots off on Ric Flair. Fuck.
That's what it'll be.
Shit.
That's what
serious,
it'll be,
Sean. Sean, you're gonna have to. This needs to be cleaned out. We need to flush the toilet. Please. It's shitty. Shit, no, there's shit we don't need. Like, Ric Flair, $600 lizard shoes. The fuck? Ric Flair's theme, I don't mind having that. That's fine.
Well, that was when we thought Ric Flair was going to die. That's why they're there.
Yeah, I know that's why they're there, but we don't need them anymore, and Ric Flair's fine and doing well. You're the pacemaker. Fuck. Okay, you have Pretty Pain, Lady of Glow, Noelle Rose.
There's a lot of
and
shit.
And, and then
I'm not going to go through it.
And
I'm not going through it till
it?
I move.
Okay, there's this shit.
The fuck was that?
Fucking
me.
Oh God.
Me only
okay.
me.
Yeah, there's that. Okay. I don't mind that. That's okay. That's the one with start. But I mean, like, there's just shit in here that doesn't need to be here.
I don't think that Billy's ever heard this, and if Billy hasn't, I don't think that
what
Johnny has.
Never ever get into a your mama session with your mama.
Oh God,
I've heard
you
that.
You hear me, sir? You hear me, Shaq? You hear me? Don't get into your mama session with your mama. You understand me? I'm trying to teach you. You're younger than me, nigga. I can talk to you like this. Don't do it, cause they
don't play fair.
Me and my mom was watching that show, Yo Mama, on MTV the other night, and it wasn't that funny, so I changed the channel. She's like, what you do that for? I said, it wasn't that funny. She said, I thought it was hilarious. I said, you don't know nothing about comedy. She's talking about, oh, really? You think you can do better because you're a so-called comedian? I said, first of all, lady, I'm a professional. I'm a so-called comedian. She said, really? I said, really? She said, well, hit me with your best Yo Mama joke. I said, no, Mom, you know how crazy your ass is. Remember you threatened to take us for a ride by the lake? I am not gonna get into this shit with you. She said, boy, say what you want about my mama, and I say what I want about your mama. I said, but you are my mama, aren't you?
Aren't you?
She said, boy, just say what you want about my mama. I'll say what I want about your mama, and we'll see who got the best joke. I said, this is weird. But I said, okay, fuck it. I said, Mom, I'm going to let you know I'm a professional. I'm going for the juggler. So you saying I can say what I want about Big Mama? She said, go ahead. I said, cool, because I don't like her ass anyway. I said, you ready? She said, go ahead. I said, well, mama, your mama's so ugly. Every time she look at the mirror duck. She said, that's the best one you got? I said, well, what you got, old lady? She said, well, your mama's so nasty, she sucked your daddy dick and came in here and kissed you goodnight.
Yep.
I think I'll keep that in both of mine.
Could you imagine, like, your dad comes in and kisses you goodnight and he just got done eating that pussy?
That's just wrong.
You're like, Daddy, why are your lips so wet?
More like, Daddy, why does your breath smell so bad?
Okay, ew, that's gross. I don't even want to think of that again.
Yeah, let's get away from that.
Yeah.
I have a question. I keep hearing talk about Rey Mysterio making an appearance. Is it true? Did he make an appearance?
No.
Not that I know of.
No.
He's on Lucha Underground. That is it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And might have worked a few other places other than that, but he's not working, you know, as far as I have right now, Rey Mysterio did not show up at Ring of Honor. He didn't show up in Japan. I don't have anything that is...
People keep talking about Rey kicking Enzo out of the ring or something.
No, that's Kalisto. Kalisto's dealing with Enzo right now.
Sounds like people are getting the rest fucked up.
Sometimes people don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and that's okay.
Yeah, he's not doing anything other than Lucha Underground for right now, so... And I did not know this until I looked it up. He is 42.
He looks good for a man his age.
Who's this? Who's 42?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, shit. He's a year younger than I am. Wow.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, Ray's actually one of the friendliest guys you'll ever meet, too.
Yeah, I hear that, too.
I mean, he's such a Boy Scout, he's the Superman of wrestling, you know?
I hear that, too. I found what I was looking for. Why I couldn't find it before, I'll never know. There it is.
Well, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How an elephant got in my pajamas, I'll never know.
Well, how... Does anybody else have anything to talk about tonight? If not, we're going to go ahead
not
and end this early.
Oh, I want to hear some music. I'm in the
going once.
I got nothing. I want to hear some tunes. So.
Going twice.
Nothing.
I do have some good news.
What is your
news? We always like good news.
I may be getting my controller soon, which means I will be back to watching the pay-per-views. If
hey,
they were.
Yeah.
That's always fucking great. You're getting two controllers.
And then hopefully by next month, I'll be sending my computer in to be fixed.
Yeah. His lap going to be fixed. Excuse me. Hey.
All right. Well, with that being said, okay. Katie is going to find some tunes to play us out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so vascular.
Oh,
oh my
shit.
God. I don't understand why he ever fucking did that. I mean, like, why didn't he just ask me to fucking do it, you think? Like, get me to do it on a show and then clip it. I mean, how many times did I do it for you and you could have...
More like he's so crammed down our throats is what he is.
That's just...
Pretty much.
It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay, I promise. Let me read through this shit and find something.
I mean, no offense, but I still don't really care for gender.
I'm impressed
with his wrestling prowess, and that's about it. He's got a cool fucking entrance. Hey man, this place is a
talent. Yeah, there's no denying that. Obviously, no.
Yeah.
Well, every day I bless and get high. You can see the flames in my eyes. Me I go smoke some ganja now. Me I go smoke some ganja now.
You see this? That's just to show me I'm not the only one that can fuck around.
What I just couldn't stand about gender is every few seconds it was gender, you know?
Gender. Yeah, I know.
So
I
basically,
know,
you're like,
yeah,
God, show someone else for once, you know? I like wrestling, but show some fucking variety, you know?
Yeah.
Variety?
Yeah, I'm going to play that. That's what I'm going to play, right there. That's what I'm playing. Just because I like The Cult, and I like Fire Woman, and it's a good tune.
The Cult, good band.
Yes, I've seen them live. They're extensively amazing. I fucking love them. They were incredible. That was like one of the first concerts I ever went to was The Cult and Bonham, and they were just incredible. Just incredible. Sonic Temple tour.
All right. Well, I am Sadistic Sean David, along with.
The reason why the show could never, ever, ever be a bag of dicks.
Play us out,
Katie. All right. Here's some old. Wait, where'd it go? I just had it. There it is. Here's some old stuff from, like, the early 90s. Actually, no, I think it's, like, 1990. I saw that concert. Yeah, Fire Woman by The Cult. Good night, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, everyone.